I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin at the Denton Day on Twitter. If you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel, please go do so. You get to see the Kevin Sheehan Show live, so you see me in living audio and color on the YouTube. Subscribe to that. We go to the phones now. Our guy Ben Standig with us. Normally he joins Mondays and Fridays, but because everybody was off yesterday, we have twisted his arm and he is good enough to join us on Tuesday. Ben, we appreciate you jumping on. Before we get to Commander's discussion, and I'm sure Max has tipped you off about this, our topic of discussion that has been a debate on the show today, is lemonade a juice? Do you have a response to this?
Wow. Starting off with the heavy stuff here.
Hard-hitting journalism only.
I mean, maybe it's just because I'm used to it not being classified as one. I'm going to say no. I mean, I know that the apple and orange and all that have like sugar added to it or whatever, but like the taste feels, you know, fairly pure and direct.
So my counter argument to that, or to that point where you put sugar in juice, you're not cutting any of those juices with water. You know what I'm saying? Since lemonade is primarily lemon juice, a good portion of water and then sugar. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm with you. I would say it is not a juice. That would be my stance. Final answer.
Has been the correct answer for a majority of those of us on the show. So that you are in a safe place with that.
Ben's on the right side of history.
So there's a couple big commander's news, but a couple of news tidbits today. I want to start with Carl Davis. They bring him back at the defensive tackle spot. Is there much to this, or is this just another body at D tackle?
I just think it's another body until we hear otherwise. I mean, he's a guy that's been around the league. He was one of the players that filled in last year when they had some injuries, Jonathan Allen and others. And if you had told me they had re-signed him, you know, a couple months ago, I'd have been like, sure. I mean, my only wonder is, like, if you look at the defensive line, I know everybody's lamenting that they haven't done enough at defensive end and so on. But, like, they actually have, like, a lot of bodies. If we're going to say can you make the 53 roster out of these guys? So I don't like, you know, typically if somebody's going to sign you, you know, who's played a bit, you think, okay, well, there's got to be sort of a semi-obvious path to make the team. I don't really see one for him, but you know, again, what long way to go, injuries happen. Who knows what their ultimate plans are with a couple of players. So yeah, I think it's just depth at a minimum for the summer. And again, it's somebody who's been around and, you know, maybe they put him on the practice squad when the time comes, you know, to have that veteran presence in case they need it.
Will he be at OTAs this week?
I would assume so if you're announcing it today. I mean, like, you know, again, to the point of how come they haven't signed Matthew Judon or, you know, one of these vets that's still out there. It's because those guys don't want to be part of OTAs and minicamp. I mean, unless the team is coming at them with like a legit offer, you know, like a real, you know, more than the baseline offers that are out there, they don't want any part of this stuff. Whereas a guy like Davis, you know, I would imagine, hey, he's happy to get a call. So, yeah, I presume he would be there this week.
Is that, do you think, one of the reasons why Terry McLaurin has been absent the past couple of days from OTAs?
It could be. I mean, it could be a lot of reasons why he's out. I think in this town, even going back before this group, we have made such a big deal about who shows up for OTAs and all these things, which, again, are voluntary, in large part because the percentage of players that come is very, very high typically. But I was looking around, like one of a reporter I follow on social media covers Tampa Bay, and he was saying that they're at practicing today, that like they have like maybe 75 players there. And he was noting like some of the notable players that were in attendance, and it didn't sound like a lot of, you know, it wasn't like Mike Evans. I don't know if Mike Evans is there or not, but he didn't list him when right. saying here are some of the names that are here. So I think, and I know the Ravens are kind of the same way. Like, I think a lot of teams do not, it's not nearly a stigma to be like, hey, this guy is not around. Whereas here, and granted, we understand with Terry, there's a bit of there's something else going on in terms of a contract discussion, and maybe that, you know, is part of something. But I don't think it's a big deal with McLaurin for whatever the reason he's not here. You know, I'm kind of the mindset, wake me up when we get to training camp if he still doesn't have a deal. But other than that, I imagine something will get done. And if he's not there, God bless him. It's not, you know, it's not some major red flag. It certainly wouldn't be in a lot of teams around the league.
You know, I was going to ask you when the benchmark is, because I'm not worried about Terry not being at OTAs. It doesn't really bother me. We've kind of seen this before. I mean, he was there earlier. He was throwing with Jaden. We get the feeling he wants to be here. We get the feeling the team wants him here. The rest feels like semantics. But if we do get to training camp and there is no deal, is it then time to move the panic meter at least a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, if we get all the way that deep and nothing's happened, that would be something to note. I mean, you know, even still, you know, he's I'm not really worrying about it. I guess on any level. I mean, like they you know, what have we heard? What's like the one refrain we've heard a lot in the last, you know, recent weeks and months? That Dan Quinn and Adam Peters now know what it means to be a commander. They have identified commanders. There's a talking point that people, even on the business side of things, mention when it comes to this team. Well, you know, if you're going to put somebody on the poster for what it means to be a commander, how is it not Terry McLaurin? Not only is he right. highly productive, but, you know, a role model, a locker room leader, does all the right things, you know, great in the community, like everything about it screams, you know, this guy is a player you want to position as somebody to follow. And then on top of that, you know, the biggest thing this team has done this offseason is continue to build around Jaden Daniels, right? Offensive line, Deebo Samuel, et cetera. And granted, McLaurin has a contract for this year, but, like, why would you not – like, that's building around Jaden Daniels. To take him away or to potentially have it such that, you know, he could walk after the year, like, that would go against – the plan. So I would, you know, I'm not fretting at all about this not getting done. But yeah, sure. I mean, we live in a world of, you know, business and commerce, and at some point something has to get done. But I, you know, again, wake me up at training camp if nothing's happened yet.
We are talking with Ben Standick here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. Now, the team did announce its preseason schedule, and I'm not like a schedule connoisseur of any kind, Ben. I didn't do a mock preseason schedule, none of that. But I do find it odd that they have week 1 and 2 of the preseason 10 days away, and then week 2 and 3 of the preseason 5 days away. That seems weird.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, as much as I'm going to be outraged over a preseason schedule, it does feel like Washington got hosed here. Not only are the second game is a Monday night, which really, come on, NFL, you have to put them on Monday night. You have them on every other national television game. It's Monday night football in a preseason. You know, calm down. But then, so that's, I mean, it's a literal night game, as we know, right? So that's Monday. And then 5 days later on the calendar, but really less than that, because it's a Monday night game, and then the next game is a noon kickoff, they're playing again. Now, even if we assume that, like, the Jaden Daniels and the other starters and main players won't play a lick, what about the – it still sucks for everybody else. Like, this is the last game to try to make the team, you know, to show what you're doing, and now you have to do it on short rest when at a point where, like, it's never good, but, like, you know – you're only just sort of getting used to, like, hitting guys again. I think they got completely hosed here on this, on both fronts. I think it's a pretty lousy situation. I also think, I don't know that anything would have happened for sure, but I know there was at least some thought of, like, hey, could we do joint practices with the Ravens, you know, like they have in the past, it would make sense. Well, you can't do it now. I mean, not with only that short time. So, you know, that's another potential thing they got hosed on, that even if they truly wanted to have that, it was impossible to do it.
Yeah, that was going to be something I brought up. One, I mean, this is the NFL once again showing us that safety is a top priority with the 4.5 days, basically. But that eliminates the Ravens as a potential joint practice. Have you heard any conversations? I know, at least I believe that Vrabel and Dan Quinn have some sort of relationship. Could there be a joint practice with New England?
Yeah, I think the Patriots, I mean, you can look for that to occur. I think that one is, you can probably pencil in at least for sure. So, yeah, they will have some, at least one, I believe. But, yeah, I mean, the schedule just doesn't lend itself to having another one. And, you know, the Ravens one, you know, I mean, obviously maybe you can't do it every single year for whatever the reasons, but, like, that's just such a no-brainer, right, for both sides. It's, you know, minimal travel, you know, all that. And yet to, you know, now it gets, you know, now you can't because of the calendar, even if you wanted to. So, yeah. And it's a tough blow there. I mean, it's clear that Dan Quinn, as a lot of coaches do, likes the joint practices. And I think we all understand why. So, yeah, you know, like, at least they're going to do the one, but it's, you know, at the top of the preseason, you know, maybe it'd be a little bit better to have a little bit later, but, you know, at least they're going to get the one in, it looks like.
Talking with Ben Standing of The Athletic here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on a Tuesday on the team 980. Are there any storylines in particular that have your interest as we approach OTAs outside of Terry McLaurin's contract status?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, for me, it's not so much about the X's and the O's, and it's more just about the individual players, you know, who's healthy, who looks like they have been putting on some bulk, some weight, or, you know, possibly the opposite. You know, I think those are the things that I'm most interested in. And, you know, I think I can't get too worked up about where people are lining up, who's on first team, second team. But, like, you know, the offensive line will be kind of an interesting look. You know, does Josh Connerly start to get the reps with the first unit? Where does Brandon Coleman line up? I think that to me is going to be interesting. And, you know, and again, I would probably just say, like, you know, is Marshawn Lattimore going full speed? You know, a guy who missed a bunch of time last year, not just last year, but several years in a row with hamstring injuries. You know, where is he at now? I'm not saying you give him a pass off of last year when he, after the trade, but okay, you can maybe give him a little bit of a pass. He was dealing with an injury when they got him, et cetera. But you know, now, you know, it's months away. You should be out there all the time. Let's, you know, hopefully he's not getting, like, days off or anything along those lines. That would be a bit of a red flag. So to me, it's just mostly things along those lines. And I think the other part for me would be, what's the vibe? It's always positive at this time of year. It's like, you know, spring training and baseball. But last year there was a little extra. You could tell, at least I could, that the holdover players had an extra pep in their step being around Dan Quinn and the new vibe. And not that, like, you would expect anything different, but, you know, what's the vibe this year? You know, it seems like everybody's still in a good spirit, good mood. I don't get any sense of anybody coming in with, like, a big head or anything like that. But, you know, let's just see what are people saying, you know, what's the tone, et cetera. Cause, you know, that can be the sort of an underlying sense of how this team is operating. But, you know, those are the types of things I'm going to focus on more than say, you know, the run defense looks much improved. I mean, there's no pads. You can't tell anything for real at this time of the year. So that's kind of what I'd be paying attention to.
How much, if any, danger is Luke McCaffrey and in losing his either return spot or his what few snaps he did get last year to Jalen Lane?
It's definitely possible. I mean, he was pretty effective returning kicks late in the year, so I would think he would at a minimum be still part of that. And then as far as the receiver rotation, you know, after Terry McLaurin, Debo Samuel, and probably Noah Brown, you know, I think it seems pretty open. Like Jalen Lane, because of that speed, you know, it feels like there would be a specific opportunity for him, a specific role. But, you know, I'm not going to rule out Luke McCaffrey. You know, if he takes a leap, you know, last year was only his third year as a receiver because he switched in college from quarterback. So he's still learning the position. And, you know, I saw times last year was like he felt like he was on the verge of a breakout a lot of weeks, and then it just never quite happened. So he's definitely one of those guys I'm curious to see. How does he come into camp? Does he look a bit, you know, sharper with what he's asked to do out there? So, you know, look, you can't play everybody. And, you know, if you want to include Michael Gallup or KJ Osborne, perhaps as guys who could also force their way into the rotation, sure. But, you know, I think McCaffrey's going to get every chance to be able to have a role. But, you know, we'll see. Again, with Jalen Lane, you know, they're different types of players, but there's only so many snaps to go around. So let's see how that goes. But I think he's, you know, I think he has at least a good chance to stay where he was last year, if not get a little more work.
A basketball question here for you. Can anybody beat the Thunder?
Oh, boy. So I think, like, what was impressive to me about last night, like, I have not been, like, all in on the Thunder the way a lot of people have been. Now, admittedly, I didn't watch a ton of Thunder games during the year, and their record was obviously very impressive. But I've been concerned about their youth. Like, they don't have, obviously SGA is a, you know, hell of a player, and they have a lot of talent. But, you know, you saw in the Denver series how Denver was able to, I think, sort of, you know, take the maturity angle that they have as guys who, you know, won a title and use that to their advantage. I thought last night was impressive for the Thunder. They seemed to come out from the jump and not only be afraid of the moment, but be really engaged. And they were, you know, Minnesota was facing an uphill battle all game. I think, though, that both the Knicks and Indiana, whichever one comes out of the East, both of them have a lot of resolve. They're both, I think, pretty, you know, they play with a lot of energy and effort. And I think that's the type of team that could potentially get the Thunder. But, and Indiana also has a lot of depth, which is, you know, Oklahoma City's real strength along with their defense. Like they just can throw body after body. So I think Indiana would have a shot. And I think the Knicks wouldn't be crazy to me either, but certainly the Thunder, you know, they just have so much talent, so many bodies. And with SGA, if he keeps making shots, that obviously is going to be a very tough out.
Do you think the Knicks tie the series up tonight? I kind of take a lot of joy in watching them lose, so I was a little upset that they came back in game three.
Yeah, we've seen an inordinate amount of these 20-point leads disappearing, and in a lot of cases, you know, I think it's fair to use the choke word. You know, I wouldn't do that in this last game. I mean, Indiana's offense wasn't at nearly as good as it had been in the first two games, but I just thought the Knicks, you know, I mean, that right before the first half when they cut it from 20-13 was a big stretch, and then, you know, Karl Anthony Towns had a monster fourth quarter. And their defense was tremendous, the Knicks. And that's the thing. You know, we always talk about the offense of the NBA, but between the Knicks, the Pacers, the Thunder, we got some of the really impressive defensive teams here. And I think Indiana wins tonight. I think they take that 3-1 lead. But if the Knicks defense shows up like it did from the start, then we very much could be looking at a 2-2 series, but I think Indiana finds a way to get it done.
Are you a Timothée Chalamet fan the way that I am now? I'm not like a huge fan of his movies just because I'm not a big movie guy, but it feels like this guy's living my like 12-year-old dream.
he's certainly doing well for himself. If you had to pick the heir to the Leonardo DiCaprio, star in big movies, date attractive women, and just, although he's taking it to a different level, whereas DiCaprio has completely hides himself off screen, Chalamet out there, out in front with the Knicks fan base, you know, to the point where he's like getting dragged out of his like car after they won the previous series against the Celtics. Yeah, he's definitely taken advantage of it all, and I respect it. I mean, you know, I know he grew up in New York. Obviously, I have no idea what kind of fan he truly was, but you know, he seems like a fairly normal person in this regard. It doesn't feel like, you know, we see some celebrities are like, are you really a fan? Or are you just kind of putting on the sweatshirt and saying you are? In this case, it feels like authentic. So, yeah, he's having a great time. And, you know, yeah, kudos to him.
He was a total blog boy. Like, the people have gone back, because you know how the internet is, how it is. They found, like, him on message boards when he was, like, 13 years old.
He rushed down to Grand Central Station to get for tickets to meet Landry Fields and Andy Rottens. So, yeah.
That'd be like me rushing to meet Jarvis Hayes.
Yeah.
that's hilarious. Oh, that's great. I mean, like I said, the authenticity with this stuff is what's key. It's, you know, there's nothing worse than like, you know, fake fans, you know, celebrities that try to show up at, you know, when the team gets good. Be curious to see what happens here, for example, with the Jaden Daniels. Like, you know, people like, you know, McConaughey, you know, they're already in, you know, Dale Jr. Like, we knew they were fans when the team was terrible. So let's see if who possibly shows up now. But no, yeah, that's great if he's that into it. I mean, I certainly, you know, as somebody who's been into these things my whole life, it's great to see other people have that sickness, and good for him.
Ben, we appreciate it. We started you with a lemonade conversation. We ended you with Timmy Chalamet. Hard-hitting journalism only here on the Kevin Sheehan Show, but we appreciate it nonetheless.
Keep me on my toes, and you are on time, Ben. You know, you're doing a good job. Thanks, man.
That is Ben Standing of The Athletic. He's good enough to join us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. By the way, that was not a dig at Jarvis Hayes. I love Jarvis Hayes growing up. His little leg kick when he would hit a corner three was crazy in the Hibachi era of Gilbert Arenas. Did you watch that shooting guards thing, Max?
I have not.
I wouldn't if I were you. It was much more of like a Javaris Crittenden redemption story, which was, I guess, fine. I think Netflix's Untold is unequivocally the worst sports documentary series across every single streaming platform.
I
have never watched one and thought, I am better off after watching this.
It feels like it's a lot of hype, not a ton of substance.
They can't pick a correct angle. Yeah. I thought it should have been, like, if it's going to be about Javaris Crittenden, fine. But I felt like they were leading at least my people our age about, like, hey, look at this thing about Gilbert
remember
we're going to do.
Yeah.
And then it was like, Gilbert's done after the first hour, and there's 30 minutes left to go, and it's just all about Javaris Crittenden. And you're like, I could have done something else with my time here. Kurt Heelan's going to join us, NBC, in about 20 minutes here to talk the NBA playoffs. Coming up next, which quarterback could be on the move? He's not at OTAs today for his team. He could be on the move soon. I'll tell you who when we get back. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Kurt Heelan in a few minutes here. Talk NBA postseason from NBC Sports. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on this Tuesday. Lynette will be with you tomorrow, and then I'm with you Thursday and Friday. Tomorrow's my birthday. I'm not working on my birthday.
By the way, forgot to ask you, and this is going to take up way too much time. Have you used the paddleboard yet?
I have not used the paddleboard yet. The weather was not great last week. You know, little rain, little windy. And seeing as the closest body of water to me is the Potomac, if the conditions are not pristine,
fair.
I'm not going to be out there because I am not going to risk falling into the Potomac.
Don't want mercury poisoning.
I don't want to have to burn my flesh to get off whatever is in the Potomac. But I will use it probably this weekend. There are a couple other bodies of water that are a little bit closer, but we're like in this weird time. Here's your daily Kevin Sheehan Show weather update. For those that are interested, we're in this weird time where a cold front is around, as you know.
Yeah, I'm wearing sweats in the end of May.
I'm wearing a sweatshirt. I thought I would be in a tank top at the end of May. I'd be looking out like Pat McAfee on yeah. the show. So just with more tattoos than Pat McAfee.
Flex.
But yeah, so the weather has not been kind. Once it's nice outside, though, I will be very much out on the paddleboard. It's a pretty big concoction.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to carry it up. Steps too. It was not a fun time. It will be a fun
you.
Time. Yeah. Well, now it's in like a backpack. It just wasn't when you get it in the mail. It's not in a backpack.
Okay.
Now it's in a backpack. I'll just throw that thing. I'll Easy. Lug it, but I'll just, you know, lug it up there. So you sent me a story that I wanted to touch on here, and this is important. It's OTA season. We are focused here in Washington about what Terry McLaurin is going to be in terms of participation. I am not worried about Terry McLaurin not making it to OTAs. I know the contract's going to get done. He wants to be here. They want him here. Those are two pretty big things that need to take place or need to be on the same page, I should say, to make sure a contract extension takes place. I'm not worried about Terry. Elsewhere across the league, a familiar face is not at OTAs for Atlanta. Kirk Cousins, Adam Schefter's reporting, is not at the Falcons' OTAs. Obviously, Michael Penix is going to be their starting quarterback in the year 2025. They had paid Kirk all this money. They had drafted Michael Penix. There were some injuries. Some that we knew about with Kirk Cousins, others that we did not know about until after the season. But I bring up Kirk Cousins not being at OTAs because I don't think Kirk Cousins wants to be in Atlanta anymore. That seems pretty easy to say. He wants to go play football. He only has so many opportunities left in terms of years to go and play football. That then brings up the question of where is he going to play? And don't worry, I have your answer, kind of, assuming that Aaron Rodgers says no. Kirk Cousins is option number B, is what I have heard in Pittsburgh. If
number
they
B?
Cannot go, letter B. If they cannot go and get Aaron Rodgers, or if Aaron Rodgers plays whatever the hell Aaron Rodgers is playing right now, it's not like ghosting, but it's very much stringing the Pittsburgh Steelers along.
Is he the world's biggest tease?
No, because I think you kind of want what comes at the end of a tease.
You know what?
I don't
That's
know that
great
I really
point.
Would want Aaron Rodgers right now. Just with everything. Like, Kevin and I have had these conversations that have turned into raging debates. Kevin says that Aaron Rodgers was not the problem in New York last year. I don't disagree with that. He definitely wasn't the solution, though.
Didn't
because
help.
He's kind of a wackadoodle. and a bit of a Looney Tune. And bringing Looney Tune into your organization, Pittsburgh has done that enough. If you don't believe me, Google CTE ESPN. And you'll see, they dealt with Antonio Brown, they dealt with Le'Veon Bell, they dealt with Ben Roethlisberger, all in the same locker room. I don't know that they want to bring Aaron Rodgers into what they have going on there and say, this is going to make things significantly better. Now, the problem for them is it's either Aaron Rodgers
and DK Metcalf,
Kirk Cousins, or Mason Rudolph. Not a hard decision to make. Like, Rudolph is very clearly at the bottom. As much as I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is going to be helpful to any kind of locker room environment, he is, the negatives of Aaron Rodgers outweigh the positives for Mason Rudolph. I would much rather give me the negatives for Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Rodgers over Mason Rudolph, who is most famous for getting hit in the head with his own helmet. That's literally the only thing this guy has done in the NFL. They sent that man to Tennessee. He couldn't win the starting job over Will Levis. And now Mike Tomlin has said, we are comfortable with him being our QB1. That's a lie. That is not true. They do not want him. And that's why they have the potential of Aaron Rodgers or the potential of Kirk Cousins. Kirk is not going to be playing in an Atlanta uniform come week one. He's not going to go to Cleveland like I thought he would in March, because they drafted Shedeur Sanders. They drafted Dylan Gabriel. Throwing Kirk Cousins, while it would make that quarterback room even more hilarious, which I didn't think was possible, it would make it even more hilarious. It's not going to happen. You're just not going to have six quarterbacks. That's an absurd thing to say out loud, but you cannot hoard six quarterbacks on your roster.
Who? It's tough, man. Who would have the funnier quarterback room, the Giants or the Steelers, if the Steelers got Cousins and Rodgers?
If they got both of them, God, can you imagine if they got both of them?
If they got both of them, and then you're putting that up against Russ, Jameis, and Jackson
Dunn. I mean, if Kirk Cousins gets traded to Pittsburgh, and then Aaron Rodgers signs with Pittsburgh, Kirk Cousins might cuss to the media. He might cuss. It might finally be the breaking point. It wouldn't be Robert the Milkman. It would be Aaron Rodgers.
He would say damn a couple times, and that would be far over the line even for him.
Whoa, Kirk, like easy there, buddy.
Relax,
they're kids.
Man.
Like, do we need to wash your mouth out with soap? But I just, like, if he were to leave Atlanta after Atlanta did him the way that they did, I don't blame Atlanta. I think Penix is going to be really good.
If I'm Kirk, I'm not mad either, because I'm getting paid a load.
Well, he's getting paid
a lot
of money. I mean, he is. Honestly, bro, like, just sit down and
chill. Just hang out.
I mean,
just relax.
Bro, if you were to pay me, what does he get, like $40 million a year? If our boss walked in here right now and paid me $40 million a year to not work, he could pay me $40 to take the rest of the day off, and I would take the rest of the day off.
Yeah, I could, for 40 bucks, I could do the last 20 minutes of the show.
I mean, if he walked in here and was like, Dan, I'm going to give you 40 bucks, we're just going to let Kurt Heelan talk to himself.
Okay.
He'd be like, sick. All right, I'll go get lunch. So if you're going to do that to $40 million, I would just not do anything.
Yeah, I'd be perfectly fine.
You would not have to strong arm me to play football again. I would just chill with my wife, who is a very beautiful woman, and my kids, and a nice house that I know Kirk Cousins has. If you want to send me to Minnesota back to that house, I saw that house on quarterback. It was a nice-ass house.
Nice house.
It looked very, very nice. All right, coming up, we mentioned Kurt Heelan. He will join us when we get back at his thoughts on game number four tonight between the Knicks and the Pacers. Can New York even it out, or does Indiana go up 3-1? Heelan on the other side. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dente sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
All right, the Washington Commanders' final preseason game is set. They will take on the Baltimore Ravens in Landover at noon on Saturday, August 23rd. The Commanders have also announced they are bringing back 10-year veteran defensive tackle Carl Davis, likely as another body to get some depth going into camp. Last night, the Hurricanes, they forced game 5, 3-0. They forced game 5, they win 3-0 over the Florida Panthers. Freddie Anderson turns around his recent struggles and earns the shutout. The Thunder, they go up 3-1 on the Minnesota Timberwolves, 128-126. Shea dropped 40 in a big game for him. Jalen Williams, finding his stroke, just 6 of 9 from 3. He notched 34 points in the win. Tonight, the Pacers, they will take on the Knicks. They get going at 8 p.m. on TNT. John Halliburton will be in attendance for the first time since his courtside dust-up with Giannis Antetokounmpo. And the Oilers look to take a 3-1 lead over the Dallas Stars tonight at 8 on ESPN. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1, and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on a Tuesday. We had game four, Knicks and Pacers tonight. Joining us now to help break down this series, react a little bit to what we saw last night, is Kurt Heelan, NBC Sports. You can find him on Twitter at Basketball Talk. Kurt, appreciate you giving us some time as always, my friend. Before we look back at last night, I do want to look ahead to tonight. Papa Haliburton is free. Do you think by the second half we're going to be totally done and over that story? Are they going to shove it down our throats?
Oh, God, I hope not. Yeah, at least he's up in a – it's a little less interesting. He's up in a suite, so, like, they intentionally have to cut to him. They can't just, like, hey, look at him courtside. So hopefully we get one shot of this and it's done, but certain networks sometimes like to drag out the drama, so we'll see.
What are your expectations for tonight? I thought Indiana played really well in the first half of Game 3 and not so well in the second half of Game 3.
Yeah, it almost felt like they got, I don't want to say got tight, but there was a little bit of a prevent offense in there. They were, hey man, we're up by 20, we're rolling, and all we got to do is hold on to this. And they were trying so hard to hold on that they got away from themselves. That was the slowest game of this series, one of the slowest they played this playoffs. And they need to get back to pace. They need to get back to playing fast, moving the ball. And that's not just breaks, but their ball movement in the half court was stagnant in the face of much better Knicks defensive pressure. And that's what I'm curious to see. Like, the Knicks got to play with desperation, don't they?
I mean,
they can't go down 3-1. And I'm curious how the Pacers respond to that, because I think you're going to get the all-out Knicks performance. They're feeling confident after the last one.
It feels like tonight, after Game 3 was not the best Jalen Brunson performance in the world, it does feel like tonight we could be in for at least a 30-burger, potentially a 40-burger from Brunson.
I think I think you're going to get a much better night from him. We'll see if that's enough. The question is, how much help does he get? Like, I think he and/or Towns will have good games, but they're going to need more out of Bridges. They're going to need more out of some of the other role players. Somebody else has to step up. Maybe it's McBride. Maybe it's somebody else. By the way, Tom Thibodeau, don't be afraid of your bench. Like,
right,
McBride in particular, but Landry Shamet played reasonable minutes last game. Like, you can actually trust those guys for like 10 minutes a game and give your other guys a chance to catch a breath.
Why does it feel like that either OG or Bridges is never consistent? Like, it almost feels like they spin a wheel and whoever it lands on, like, hey, you're going to go for 20 tonight, but the other guy is going to go for 6.
Yeah, it does feel that way. And OG is kind of always, look, he's not a great offensive player. I think they were hoping and expecting more consistency on that end from Bridges, and they need it. I think one of the things you run into with the Knicks when they struggle in this series is that it really is Jalen Brunson heliocentric, and Karl Anthony Towns can do some shot creation, but any big, even, you know, the Anthony Davis, Wemby, name your name, there's a limited amount, unless you're Jokic, you can't really run everything through him, right? Like,
right.
And they need another perimeter ball creator, and I think they thought that would be Bridges, but he just hasn't been that consistently.
For Indiana, how do they make sure what happened in the second half of Game 3 does not happen in Game number 4, where they just seemingly forget to move the basketball?
Yeah, exactly. I think they have to have somebody constantly, hello, coach, reminding them, like, be yourself, keep the ball moving, keep the pressure on, keep defending better. This is not exactly a lockdown defensive series, but the Knicks were much better last game, and Indiana needs to come out and play with that kind of intensity in this game. They've got to do better defensively. Look, as much as this is obviously a must win for the Knicks, they can't go down 3-1. The margins between these teams aren't deep enough that if you go down 3-1, you're bouncing back. But on the flip side of that, if the Knicks can take another one and even this series, so it's a best of 3 going home, the Pacers are going to be reeling a little bit, aren't they? Like, they would have to be I'm not sure how they bounce back from that emotionally, because they will have let go of the series.
This is a debate that I've had with a few friends of mine, so I'll bring this question to you. Is Tyrese Haliburton a really great player, or is he a superstar?
I think I had this conversation with somebody else today, and I was like, look, I had him third team all NBA, and I'm looking back, you know, so top 15 kind of guy, but more on the back end of that. And now I'm kind of like, maybe he should be top 10, but I don't think he's LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Luka Doncic, who I guess took a team to the finals last year, so I'll throw him in there. I'm trying to think of the handful of guys, Curry at his peak, where you're like, man, that is a top 5. You can build a champion around this guy. Tatum can be that guy, right? He's not that. Like, you've got to still have him playing in the right system with the right guys around him. You need Pascal Siakam, who's been fantastic in this series. You need a pick-and-pop big like Turner. You need Nembhard and Nesmith and all these guys. Like, that is a really well-constructed team around Tyrese Haliburton. And I think you have to do that with him. Like, you've got to build the right team, because he's not somebody like Giannis Antetokounmpo where it's like, you know what, anywhere he goes, it'll be great. Like, you can put him in any system, doesn't matter. He's not that guy. Like, he has to play within the system.
Kurt Helin, our guest here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. He covers the NBA for NBCSports.com. Can anybody beat the Thunder in 7 at this point?
No. I honestly wrote and said multiple times that the winner of the Denver OKC game 7 was going to win it all.
Yeah.
Like, I truly thought that was the biggest test they were going to face. And they're better than either of the teams in the East. And Minnesota is a really good team, but not a great, like, it's just not a great matchup for them. This is a tough matchup, especially the way they're kind of loose with the ball. That's what cost them last night. They can't turn the ball over, you know, 20 plus times a game and win. And they kind of tend to do that. And this isn't the mid mid-teens Golden State Warriors who could turn the ball over 20 times and it didn't matter because they had, you know, Curry and Thompson right. and Durant for a while and stuff. Like, they're not that good. So this is just a bad matchup for them.
I mean, what has happened to Anthony Edwards in this matchup? Certainly last night, there was a lot left to be desired.
I think it's twofold. I think he is, Lou Dort and Alex Caruso and the bodies they throw at him are, like, those are really good elite defenders, and it starts to wear on you. But I think also, over the course of this playoffs, we've seen Ant grow and, like, start to figure things out. Like, he had a couple rough games where, hey, man, all right, they're throwing two at me, and they're zoning off behind, and they're defending me this way. How do I beat that? He's like, you can see him processing it and getting better and getting better. And this is the last big step in terms of him starting to figure out how to be that guy. And he was, for a stretch, you know, he came out and was much more aggressive in the second half. He can't have that kind of up and down if you're truly going to be the franchise superstar kind of guy. Look, man, that's what LeBron and Giannis and Curry and Durant and all these guys do. Part of that is that those guys bring it every night, right? And there's, I don't know that Ant's completely there yet in this playoffs, but that's the next step for him.
From the Thunder side of things, how did we let Sam Presti do this again?
Part of it is like collecting all the draft picks so that they, I mean, that's the thing that's wild about them. They are so set up to sustain this in an apron world where they're going to have to jettison guys. They're just not going to be able to keep Hartenstein and Caruso are going to get paid too much, and maybe Dort and some of these guys, and they're going to be able to keep their core together. But because they've got so many draft picks, they can either draft guys or trade for inexpensive guys or veterans on minimums or something to keep rotating the talent around their stars to make it work and get guys who fit the system. It's brilliant, but yeah, part of that was also, look, man, everybody knew Shea was going to be good. Doc Rivers will be more than happy to tell you he didn't really like giving up Shea in the Paul George trade, but you got to do that because you're getting Paul George and Kawhi Leonard and you're taking your swing. But I don't think anybody thought he'd be this. Like, anybody thought he'd be MVP Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Nobody saw that one coming. So it still takes a little, even with Sam Presti, it takes a little luck, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it feels like every single stroke, I don't know, he got a genie lamp or something, but every single stroke of luck that he needed, he seemingly got. Well, when it comes to SGA, do you agree with the foul merchant name that's kind of been thrown at him?
But yeah. By the way, this is not the first time Presti's done it, which is a crazy thing. Like,
it's almost unfair.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, I'll draft Westbrook and Durant and Harden together. I get it. I get why people are frustrated. But he bothers me less than vintage James Harden or some of the other guys who sell calls and snap their heads back and kind of really oversell stuff. I think he and Brunson both get to the line a lot, but both of them get lower than you. Like, they just, when they drive, they get low. And Shea takes some odd angles that throws defenders off, but he gets under them and kind of comes up into the, I don't want to say he doesn't initiate the contact, because he does, but it's not the pure grift of some of the guys in the past where it's like, and your arms in front of me, I'm going to do the rip through now and call the foul. And by the way, throw my head back and flail my arms in the air so that everybody sees it. He's a little more, he's initiating that contact, but he's doing it getting downhill. And so I guess it bothers me less, but it's, you know, it's, I can see why people get frustrated, because he was getting some calls, you know, where, especially early in the series, where you're like, really, that, I don't, was that, if you're going to let everything else go, that's your call.
Final thing before I get you out of here, we're talking with Kurt Heelan, Basketball Talk, at Basketball Talk on Twitter. He covers the NBA for NBCSports.com. Back to the game tonight. Who wins game four?
I kind of like the Pacers in this one, probably a little more comfortably than you'd think. I think they realize the pressure that's on them. And frankly, they were the better team for three quarters of the last game and kind of prevent offense, let go of the rope, and, you know, Karl Anthony Towns earning his paycheck. A great Karl Anthony Towns game. Like, a lot of things came together for the Knicks that I'm just not sure is going to happen again. I think you're going to get a better Pacers game. You're going to get a better Halliburton game, but also, you said, their advantage is also just like, hey man, this could be the Nembhard game. This could be the, you know, they've got enough guys who can just kind of light it up for one night that I think you're going to get that at home.
Kurt, greatly appreciate it, my friend. Always enjoy catching up. Enjoy the game tonight.
Take care, man.
That is Kurt Helin at Basketball Talk on Twitter. Covers the NBA for NBC Sports. I'm in agreeance with Kurt. I do think Indiana gets it done tonight. They're laying 2.5 on the spread. They're -135 on the money line. I'm not necessarily going to lay on the spread, but he did mention you're kind of waiting and seeing on, like, all right, who's going to have the big game tonight? Could it be Halliburton? Siakam already played really, really well. Nesmith, Nembhard, like, they have a bunch of options. The play that I'm looking at as a bit of a prop gambler, I'm looking at Miles Turner to score 20-plus points. I'm seeing it at, like, plus 230. I'm going to put a little bit of something on that. I think it's good value. And you know that one of these guys that is not Tyrese Halliburton is in for a bigger game that could win it, Indiana the game and then ultimately lead to winning Indiana the series. So I do like the Pacers tonight. Lynette will be with you tomorrow. It's my birthday. I ain't going to be here. Also, it's Doc Walker's birthday tomorrow, so make sure everybody tweets at Doc Walker and wishes Doc Walker a happy birthday. So Lynette's with you tomorrow. I'm back with you Thursday and Friday. But right here on the Team 980, when we get back, it is the Chris Russell Show, the Rooster, in studio next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe.
Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.